You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Numbers Overview. Bamidbar, Numbers, means in the wilderness, and is the fourth book of the Torah. Bamidbar contains 36 chapters and 1,289 verses. Bamidbar is broken into 10 parshiot, weekly Torah readings. Parsha Bamidbar, chapter 1, verse 1, through chapter 4, verse 20, means in the wilderness. The topics include the census in the wilderness, the tribal leaders, the Levites, the four encampment formations, the progeny of Moses and Aaron, appointment of the Levites, the Israelite firstborn are redeemed, and the Kohathites' responsibilities. Parsha Naso, chapter 4, verse 21 through chapter 7, verse 89, means lift up. The topics include the Gershonites' responsibilities, the Merarites' responsibilities, purification of the camp, theft from a Jew and from a proselyte, Sotah, the wayward wife, the meal offering of jealousies, confession, the oath, the scroll, the Nazarite, sudden contamination, the priestly blessings, and the offerings of the tribal leaders. Parsha Beha'atka, chapter 8, verse 1 through chapter 12, verse 16, means when you set up. The topics include the menorah, consecration of the Levites, the Pesach offering in the wilderness, divine signs of the Israelites' travels, Moses invites Jethro to join the nation, the first journey, the complainers and dissatisfaction with the manna, the Sanhedrin, the quail, and Moses' uniqueness is challenged and affirmed, and Miriam is quarantined. Parsha Shelach, chapter 13, verse 1 through chapter 15, verse 41, means send. The topics include the command to send spies to Eretz Israel, the spies report and Caleb is shouted down, Israel is threatened with extermination, the decree of wandering 40 years, the libations, challah, atonement for idol worship, atonement for Shabbat desecration, and command of tzitzit. Parsha Korach, chapter 16, verse 1 through chapter 18, verse 32, means Korach. These topics include rebellion in the wilderness and God responds, protest and confirmation, a new proof of Aaron's greatness, Aaron's duty reiterated, gifts to the Kohanim, and tithes to the Levites. Parsha Chukat, chapter 19, verse 1 through chapter 22, verse 1, means decree. The topics include the red cow, Miriam's death and the lack of water. God commands Moses to bring water, but Moses and Aaron err and are punished. The arrival at Mount Hor, Aaron's death and Eleazar's ascension, Amalek attacks, the song in the Book of Wars of Hashem, the Battle of Sihon, and Og does battle. Parsha Balak, chapter 22, verse 2 through chapter 25, verse 9, means Balak. The topics include the story of Bilam and Phinehas' zealotry. Parsha Pinchas, chapter 25, verse 10 through chapter 30, verse 1, means Phinehas. The topics include Phinehas' zealotry, the new census, the grievance of Zelophehad's daughter, and the laws of inheritance. God chose Moses the land. Moses asked for a successor. The Tamid, the Musaf offerings, Shabbat, festivals including Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shemini Atzeret. Parsha Matot, chapter 30, verse 2 through chapter 32, verse 42, means tribes. The topics include vows and oaths, the battle against Midian, laws of kosher and utensils, division of the spoils, the request of Reuben and Gad, and Moses' condition, and the inheritance of Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh. Parsha Maaseh, chapter 33, verse 1 through chapter 36, verse 13, means journeys. The topics include summary of the journey, occupying the land, the boundaries of Eretz Israel, the leadership, cities for the Levites, cities of refuge for unintentional murder, intentional and unintentional murder, and tribal intermarriage. Thank you for listening to Numbers Overview. Shalom.